sold my house, motherfuckers. I sold my house. I know this is going to be a little bit of an aside. I know. You're here to hear about CD Projekt Red being sued by the shareholders. But we got to talk about something just a little bit more important, at least for myself. I sold my house, motherfuckers. I sold my house. I'm so happy right now. My house was on the market for 17 days. We got the contract. It's signed. Inspectors are going to be coming in. Yeah. February, I'm going to be homeless. I'm laughing about that now. But, oh, this is nerve-wracking. It is nerve-wracking to be moving quite a distance away. My wife and I are going to be moving quite a distance away. And essentially, we can't buy the other house until we have the money for this house in hand. And so, yeah. So, February, we're going to be out of this house with a wad of cash in our hands. And then we got to find the next house in Appalachia. So that'll be interesting. That is what I call excitement. Oh, you're all excited about Cyberpunk. You're all excited about the latest, I don't know, Ratchet and Clank. How I get my excitement. Yeah, sell your house. And only have a vague idea where you're going. You're like, well, we like this town, so we're going to try to buy a house in this town that we appreciate in Appalachia. We'll see how that goes. Very excited, though. Going to Appalachia. Again, one of the most important things for anybody new to my show when they're watching it, I do not try to say what other people should do. I try to say what I am doing. With everything going on in the modern world, my wife and I are moving to Appalachia. That's not what you should do. I don't care what you should do. I don't care what somebody else should do. What my wife and I are doing is we're moving to Appalachia. But anyways, let's get back to the real story. So the story today is that the CD Projekt Red investors, the stockholders, are looking into seriously. Numerous lawyers are looking into suing CD Projekt Red for essentially fraud to the investors. Now, this is an important thing to realize in the modern business world, is nobody cares about the users. Nobody cares about the civilians. Nobody cares about the Indians. Indian lives don't matter. Sad, but true. Investor lives, right? You can destroy an employee's, like, everything that they have. You can destroy an employee's life. You can be in Wisconsin, and for Foxconn, they can demolish entire communities, and there's not much anybody can do about it. But oh lordy, you screw over the investors, and then somebody might actually get their ass handed to them. So if we go over, we take a look at the CD Projekt Red stock. What we can see, so this is the 5-year max. So this has been going up. So since 2019, it was at $17 in 2019. It's been going up and up and up and up. It hit a high, then it went down, and then basically with Cyberpunk 2077. People were really excited in investing into the stock, spiked up to $31 until people started playing Cyberpunk 2077, and then it went down to $22, and now as of the 18th, it's at $18.50. So basically, what is that? A bit over a year's worth of gains for the company, as far as investment is concerned, has disappeared rather quickly. We can go here, and basically, again, we can see it went up to $31 on December 4th, then it dropped to 28, then it dropped to 27, then again 20, and then now it's down to 18.50. And it's probably going to go below this. Because apparently now... on the PC version of Cyberpunk 2077. Well, real gamers don't only play on the PC version anyway. Apparently they have a flaw, which doesn't make any sense to me. So if your save file gets above 8 megs, not 8 gigs, if your save file gets above 8 megs, yeah, apparently your save file can be corrupted to such a degree that it's irrecoverable. So you buy this game, and again, with these large open world games that you're supposed to be playing for just an absurd amount of time, can you imagine putting 50 hours or something into a game and having the save file corrupted? Be like, well, I guess you'll just have to start from the beginning then. Yeah, so that's the latest thing. That's actually happening on the PC version. And so the stock is probably going to go down even below where it's at. And so lawyers are looking for the stockholders, basically, for a class action lawsuit, to essentially say that the management and the board all at CD Projekt Red was essentially fraudulent in order to get this investment money. Which is, I think it's kind of funny here. Again, this is what I find humorous about the modern world. So you can have all these gamers. You can have all of these consumers that drop $70 or whatever on the game, and basically they're screwed. Basically, they are screwed. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Investors, they buy stock. So, right, when you have a publicly traded company, you're essentially selling two things. One is the product itself, where apparently there's almost no protection for. The other is stock. And apparently with this, if the people bought the stock thinking that the value of the company was going to go up, and since they were misled, since the stockholders were misled, since the stockholders appear to have been lied to, that is going to be where the massive lawsuit comes from. Interesting with the modern world. Anyways, here, CD Projekt investors may sue over Cyberpunk 2077's materially misleading information. CD Projekt may have issued materially misleading information to their shareholders and investing public, alleges one complaint. A law firm has indicated that it's considering a class action lawsuit against CD Projekt, the publisher of Cyberpunk 2077. As reported by the New York Times, Mykola Blah Blah, a Warsaw-based lawyer and CDPR investor, has indicated that they're exploring the possibility of suing, alleging that the studio may have misrepresented itself to investors in order to secure funding. So again, lying to customers in order to secure a sale, that's fine. That is completely fine in the modern world. Lying to investors in order to secure the sales of additional stock, right? Stock valuation. That is what they're going to be going after. According to a briefing prepared by the lawyer, they are inviting others affected by the quote, suspension of the sale of Cyberpunk 2077 product. New York-based Wolf Hainerstein, Alder Freeman, and Jesus, Hers LLP has also announced it is looking to represent shareholders who have incurred losses, quote, resulting from allegations that CD Projekt may have issued materially misleading information to their shareholders. As we reported over the week since Cyberpunk 2077 launched, CD Projekt shares slumped after reviews of the game suggested Cyberpunk may not end up with a sky-high Metascore. While the PC version of Cyberpunk has an 87 Metascore, the PS4 and Xbox One stand at 55. CD Projekt bosses have told staff they'll get their full bonuses, blah blah, and so yeah, basically it looks like CD Projekt is going to be sued on behalf of the shareholders. So it'll be curious to see how this goes, because it just seems like a crap show to me. Again, I'm not a gamer. I'm not a gamer. I'm a boomer gamer. I'm a boomer guy. I love my Kingdom Rush. I love my Kingdom Rush. I'm hardcore Kingdom Rush. But anyways, again, I got my little PS4 console upstairs. I'm playing Witcher 3 right now. I mean, my ass handed to me in Witcher 3. Witcher 3 is such a different way of playing. Like, I've been used to like Assassin's Creed Odyssey or Ghost of Titicaca. I just beat Ghost of Titicaca not long ago, and I'm so used to, like, in those games, you just go in there with swords swinging and you flay people. Witcher 3, you don't do that. You got to think a little bit more about your fighting technique. So I keep going into these fights I should not be getting into. And then I die. And then it takes like 5 minutes to get resurrected. Oh my golly, what is going on with that? It is horrible. I mean, again, I've been playing games for a while now, and I've beaten all these big open world games. And normally, like when you die, don't get me wrong, when you die normally, it takes a little bit to get resurrected or whatever. I do have to say, with Witcher 3, it's like, come on now. Come on. Should I just start this game over from the beginning? But anyways, I'm not a big gamer or whatever. But what I think is interesting with this is just you start to see the fallout from the gaming community, where there just seems to be more and more and more and more problems with Cyberpunk 2077, and it seems to be just damaging everybody in its path. So again, you have the the original PS4 and the Xbox One X, I think it's called, versions, those aren't working very well. Now you're having issues with the save file. So if your save file goes above a certain amount, your entire save file gets corrupted. Sony has officially pulled Cyberpunk 2077 from their store and is offering refunds. Apparently, no questions asked. Microsoft is now offering refunds. CD Projekt Red, if you actually bought the physical game, they're now being forced to actually offer refunds. And you start to look at this disaster and you're like, wow, this is a hell of a crap show. This is a hell of a crap show. And I think the good point to be thinking about with this is, so many times in the tech world, there's this idea of put the product out on the market and then fix it once it's out on the market. And we've seen this for decades at this point. Microsoft was doing it back in the 90s, right? And the issue is, it's been getting worse and 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 worse. And you do wonder, at what point does this really horrible production system really come back to bite the entire gaming industry in the ass? It's one of the things I talk about, where I buy old games. Again, I'm fine with old games. PlayStation 4 games are great. The only reason I'm buying a PlayStation 5 is I just want something that's a little faster. Again, when I die, I don't want to have to wait 5 minutes to get resurrected or whatever. But, you know, the old PlayStation 4 games are good for me. And one of the things I do is I wait a long time before I buy them. And the reason is because there are so many updates and there's so many fixes and there's so many modifications and there's so many changes. I just can't understand why anybody would buy a day one product. And so what's kind of interesting here is, when you start seeing so much of the pushback on Cyberpunk 2077, and you realize, like, the inertia that's kind of brought us here, where so many companies have done so many things, so many products have come out that are piss poor, that Cyberpunk 2077 turns into that quintessential piece of garbage product. And I am curious what'll happen with government intervention and all that kind of stuff. Again, that's a whole thing, like with the tech industry. Tech industry has this idea that the government stays away from them for the most part. Like, they're too powerful. They're too powerful for the government to screw with. But as we're seeing right now, Google is enmeshed in 3 governmental lawsuits. Facebook is enmeshed in a lawsuit. FTC is going after all the social media companies. And so what you wonder is, like, where is the tipping point where these companies really do start to get smacked? Not just by the customers, not just by, you know, the degradation of their brand value, but then the investors actually starting to sue them. And when does government regulation come in for, like I say, FTC compliance to essentially say, you are knowingly selling a product that is not living up to what you're selling, right? This is false advertising at the least of it. I would argue full out fraud, if I was going to really argue. So I just thought this was kind of interesting. Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red now appears to be getting sued by the investors, the important people are pissed off now. What do you think about all this? What do you think about the investors starting to go after CD Projekt Red? What do you think about this with Cyberpunk, where it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse? What do you think about this piece of crap being put out? It's gotten put out, you know, being sold. People are spending their money when, I mean, it's obvious how many issues are there. What do you think about all this? What do you think about the company? Again, that whole idea of let's push it out. In order for our company to be successful, we're going to push this product out so we can start making money. But what if you push out a piece of crap product and then you just start getting smacked 9 ways from Sunday once you do? I don't know. Put your comments down in the comment section down below. As always, if you like these shows and you want them in audio-only format, you get them on iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify. Not everything that I do is clickbaity enough to make it to YouTube, so do make sure to use one of those podcasting services. Yes, in fact, I am still doing tech videos. And I did it on Friday, so it'll get uploaded today. Well, it's already uploaded. It'll get published today, probably. I'm doing a video, Arduino to Raspberry Pi, serial communication, turning that serial communication into a dynamic web page. On that dynamic web page, allowing you to click on a button in order to turn a fan on. So I did that video. That will be going up, and nobody will watch it. But I am still doing the educational classes. If you go to EliTheComputerGuy.com, you can take a look at those. And reiterate. We're going to Appalachia, motherfuckers. We're going to Appalachia. I'm so excited. February, I'm going to be homeless. February, I'm going to be homeless. Now we get to do the real lessons in marriage. Compromise. Because that's the thing, like where we're going, right? My wife and I, like, we're looking at all these different houses, and there's some houses that she likes, and there's some houses that I like, and there's, you know, this is why I like this house, and this is why she likes this house. And again, you want to talk about like real marriage and dealing with things? Like when you've got 10 houses, probably got about 10 houses. We got about 10 houses to choose from, at least right now. Maybe there'll be more later. And so when you sit there and like, okay, we've got 10 houses to choose from. So you like this and I like that. I like this and you like that. You hate this and I hate that. Are we left with one? Are we left with one? We're gonna go from 10. As long as there's one left. As long as there's one left we can both agree on. Yeah, that's a real fun. That's a real fun of being an adult. Compromise. Anywho, with that, I'll see you folks in the next show.